Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. As always, you're invited. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online, of course, anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com, or you can enjoy the various features that we have there for you and take advantage of those and share them and do whatever you want with that. So check it out at freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Turns out that just having a website that the feds don't like is enough to get you raided these days, at least according to a story published by Fox News over the weekend.
Well, it's been like that. Ross Ulbricht.
Sure.
I was going to mention Ross Ulbricht as well.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, at least in the Ross Ulbricht case, I mean, I'm not trying to give them any credit or anything like that. It was horrifying what they did to Ross Ulbricht. At least they could claim there were illegal things happening on the website that he created, which was the Silk
Road. Well, I mean, there was commerce happening. I'm not sure that there was anything illegal happening on the site. It may or may not have facilitated the happenings of illegal things.
What I mean is people were buying and selling. They were buying and selling drugs on the Silk Road. It's a fact.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
I'm not disputing that. I'm not convinced that anything more than connecting people happened on the website. But again, I'm not an attorney, so I mean, you know.
Yeah, and I don't think Ross Ulbricht should have spent an hour in jail, let alone 10 years of his life.
He was a hero. He saved people's lives.
Right, yeah. He reduced the violence in the black market. He increased the quality of the product and
even if it didn't do any of that, he just created a website and other people used it to do things. It's like if people were using Neopets to meet up and sell drugs, that the, you know, owners of Neopets get sent to 2 life plus 40 years in prison.
But now the feds have raided the owner of a prominent Area 51 website.
That's unusual.
You've heard of Area 51.
Yeah, New Mexico.
The alleged, the not-so-secret government facility where they test a lot of aircraft and things like that, and we're in an area where there just so happens to be an unusually high number of UFO sightings.
It's not the same as Roswell, right? Because Roswell's where something fell from the sky.
No, I think isn't Roswell near?
I think.
Or wait, isn't Area 51 Nevada?
It might be,
and then Roswell's New Mexico.
Yeah,
I think that's what I was mixing up.
I get them mixed up, too. But anyway,
I mean, it's all, you know, the desert. So.
Right. According to Fox News, the owner of this Area 51 website known as DreamlandResort.com is speaking out after he says federal government agents raided his home at gunpoint. He says homes, apparently, at gunpoint, and broke down the doors while investigating a crime he still doesn't know the details of.
Wow.
Jorg Arnu, proprietor of the website DreamlandResort.com, says, I discussed the case with an attorney specialized in federal cases. What I learned is truly incredible and, in my opinion, a much bigger story than the raid of my homes. What was done to me and my girlfriend, two unarmed, innocent, cooperating senior citizens, is apparently totally within the law. Truly incredible, he said.
It was certainly within the law. That doesn't make it right, obviously. That doesn't make it moral, but I'm surprised they held them at gunpoint. I mean, when I was raided, they did briefly hold me at gunpoint, but it was brief. It's not like they Gestapo'd me and just stood there while talking to me with guns pointed at me. Not for an extended period of time.
Presumably they handcuffed you shortly after.
They did.
Yeah.
So they did not handcuff this guy, they just kept pointing guns at him?
I don't know. Let's find out here. So it was reported earlier this week that Mr. Arnu claimed 15 to 20 armed federal so-called authorities from the U.S. Air Force and the FBI raided two Nevada homes belonging to him and his girlfriend, including a home in which he was present and where he says agents busted through his door and yanked a pair outside where they were, quote, detained and treated in the most disrespectful way, unquote. He said Saturday he still doesn't know what specific crime he violated and only knows what an agent told him during the raid, that the incident was, quote, related to images posted on his Area 51 website, unquote.
So presumably he posted, you know, classified material?
I'm not going to presume anything. I have no idea. And they apparently didn't bother to tell him.
According to their allegations, let me rephrase that.
Apparently
yes.
They didn't tell him.
It could have been somebody else posting it, too. The article didn't say that he posted them. It could have been someone else posted it to his website if it's like a forum.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've not spent much time. I just went to the site just to see what it looked like.
The government's very peculiar about pictures of their facilities. When I went to incarceration, this festival in Ohio, which takes place at a former state prison.
Oh, wow.
But I mean, there's an actual federal prison still on the property, right? It amazes me that they actually allow a rock festival to take place there, but they
did. Where did it happen? Like in the yard?
No. Well, in the yard of the state
prison. The state prison that was closed.
Yes, it did.
Wow.
And it's within sight, sort of the actual federal prison that's still operating. But anyway.
And presumably you have to walk through the jail to get to the yard, right? Like there's not direct access from the outside?
No? Well, there is now, but there probably wasn't back
in the
then.
Day. I see.
But anyway, this is where they shot Shawshank Redemption.
Oh,
so there's
okay.
A lot of tours and stuff like that. So we went through these tours and they have, you know, little sheets of paper over all the windows. Do not take pictures of this window or outside this window. So obviously I did, until they started yelling at me. Well, you can't put a sign there saying don't take pictures out of this window without telling me why. It turned out to be because they were overlooking the federal prison facility.
Oh, and the feds get all uppity about
that. They're afraid that, like, you'll be able to send the layout of the building to someone and help them escape.
But as far as I'm aware, there's no actual law against it. It's like, dude, you are having a festival here.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of going to have to get over people taking pictures of your stupid little federal prison.
So did they have, like, state agents ordering you around? Or
no, this was an employee of, I don't know. I suppose the people who were doing the tour and overseeing it were state employees. Because it's still a state facility.
Yeah.
But they weren't like police officers or security guards or anything like that.
Tour,
it was
tour guides.
Your essential tour guide saying, hey, you, stop taking pictures out of the window. Okay, my
bad.
Did
they force you to delete it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then it wasn't that serious.
They could have asked me to leave, but they would never have gotten on my phone. I suppose they could have confiscated it as well, but
crazy.
I've been like, well, it automatically backs up everything to Google Photos, so it's already out, so give me my phone back.
So the man claims that between the damages to his home, including the broken-down door, and there's images here showing the door's been pretty mangled, and the value of the hard drives, cameras, and other equipment amounts to a dollar value of around $25,000. Now, the statement here isn't clear. I'm presuming they took hard drives, cameras, and other equipment rather than just coming in and smashing them, right? Like, it's not clear. We know they smashed his door in. But he doesn't say for sure.
They probably smashed his cameras as well, or at least damaged them and broke
stuff.
Them.
They take
they didn't
it.
Want it to look at it.
They didn't take
it.
My cameras. They broke
really?
Them.
Wow.
They took the DVR, but they didn't confiscate the cameras. What use would the cameras have been?
No, I don't think he's talking about surveillance cameras. You're talking about surveillance cameras. I think he's talking about actual, like, photography cameras.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He says, I haven't been charged with a crime, and all my attempts to reach out to the FBI to get my much-needed medical and financial records and passwords stored on the computers were in vain. Crickets from the feds. Yeah, that's pretty much to be expected. In photos,
wait, wasn't it the feds that did this? The Air Force and who else?
FBI.
Yeah.
The photos provided to Fox News Digital shows.
You said the Air Force raided the part
Air Force
the
and FBI.
The U.S. military.
Yeah. And that's really shocking.
Well, they run the Area 51, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah,
well, maybe.
They don't have the legal authority. I would have presumed the U.S. military doesn't have the legal authority to execute a raid
apparently
on
they
a
do.
Citizen's
well, you
home.
Know, like, I don't know if the cops in Keene necessarily had the authority to do that to our homes, but they assisted.
Well, they at least had a warrant, right? But, I mean, the police isn't actually, they're at least a police force. The U.S. Air Force isn't. They're a
well,
military
they have cops
force.
Too.
There are supposed to be laws.
They have
against,
military cops.
Yes,
they
but
have
they're, supposed to, police,
and
they're supposed to police the military, not civilians. There are supposed to be laws and constitutional protections preventing the U.S. military from acting as a police force. That's literally what a police state is, and there's supposed to be laws protecting us from that.
We'll talk more about it coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. Again, this man doesn't even know what this is really about, but they took all his stuff. They busted in his doors on more than one of his homes, all because he apparently runs an Area 51 website. Who's next on the list of the feds and who they're going to raid?
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We have our own social media site. It's social.freetalklive.com. Yeah, I know that people are celebrating Elon Musk taking over at Twitter and unbanning certain people. He did unban the Babylon Bee, for instance. And
which isn't even as funny as the other one.
Actually, Babylon Bee's, I think, kind of become better in many ways than the
Onion. Yeah, I like the Bee better than the Onion these days.
Yeah, Onion, and the Onion used to be funny. If you go back to older Onion stuff, it's fantastic.
Did they go woke, though?
Yeah, in the last several years after, I think it was after Univision purchased
but
the company.
Woke isn't funny, but neither is, like, ultra-right. And it's not like all of Babylon Bee is ultra-right, but I read one of their articles the other day, I think it was about them getting reinstated. I was like, oh, this is not funny at all. It's all political and stupid.
Well, they are Christian.
Yeah, Christian.
And, you know, I think they have writers that appear to be right-wing and possibly some libertarian writers. But I'm not really clear on their political makeup, whereas The Onion seems to be pretty lefty these days.
To be fair, I'm probably just judging The Onion based on the things I hear on the radio.
Those are almost a decade old at this point.
And I certainly don't want to portray the mentality that I think, you know, go woke, go broke, as so many people do and things like that. There's obviously a market for people who are woke and all of that, but there is a lot less humor in the woke community than there is outside of it. So
I don't know why it's true, but for some reason, like, leftist / woke people are just not funny.
They can't take a joke, and jokes, jokes generally have a victim, you know, and people like that don't like that fact. Anyway, so there's a lot of attention being given to Elon Musk over this. He just let Donald Trump back on the platform.
I saw that. Did Donald Trump actually rejoin?
No, he has not. No, there's been a tremendous amount, at least not of the last time I looked, which was sometime yesterday, I think. There's been a tremendous amount of attention, of course, given to this as, you know, okay, Trump's back, even though he's not back. They keep talking, like, the people on the right are celebrating.
His account was reinstated, but
that's the right way to
put it. He's not back tweeting.
Correct. Now,
I suspect he will be. I mean, that's a huge market for Donald Trump, and he's a narcissist. I don't think he'll be able to resist.
The last time I checked was also yesterday. He had, like, 86 million followers already, and it starts from zero. So,
well, no. What happened was when he came back, when they put him back on, he started with like 2-something million.
Oh.
And then they must have dug up an old backup or something like that because it went down. I saw it as low as 200,000 and then it started climbing again. And by the next day, he's now got 87.5 million. So there was something going on in the back end. You know, the engineers were fixing his account, essentially.
I'm surprised by this entirely. I would have thought that, you know, deactivating his account or whatever they did would not have removed his followers.
No, I was wrong. But some weird thing happened, like Ian said.
It wasn't explained. It could have been that when Twitter deactivated his account in 2001, maybe some Twitter engineers went in.
2020?
Oh, sorry, did I say 2001? 2021. Maybe some Twitter engineers went in there and blew away, you know, 90% of his followers or something like that. Who knows?
But yeah, it was 2021 because it was January 6th, right?
Right.
They were petty leftists.
Yeah, so I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. But he's back, or at least his account is back. And Trump has specifically said that he is not going to come back. He made another statement about that over the weekend when it was announced. You know, the news, of course, is covering the fact that Twitter has unrestricted his account. Trump once again said he wasn't going to come back. He says he's happy on his website.
It's kind of dumb, though. It's like, what's the point of not coming back? Like, who are you owning at this point? Like, the people who...
Himself.
Yeah, the people who took you off are gone and...
No, when I say he's owning himself, I mean that in a good way. Not being beholden to the Twitter overlords and to Elon Musk. I'm shocked by this. I commend Donald Trump for saying, I'm not going to use your social media platform where I can be banned and restricted and censored. I'm going to stay on mine.
Well, the question is,
if that's what it's about,
how long before he breaks his promise on this one and gives in to the 87.5 million followers that are awaiting him back on Twitter.
Donald Trump, you could throw me your Twitter account, dude. I would be happy to have that level of reach.
Well, what he should have done before he got banned from Twitter was, of course, start his own site before the ban happened. and then use his huge reach on Twitter to promote his own site, which is what he should do now that he's been reinstated.
But doesn't his new site suck? Like, does he have 86 million followers?
No, he only has 4-something, I think. 4 to 5 million there, which is, that's significant.
Huge for a Mastodon server.
Yeah, it's very, very big. There's no doubt about that. And I don't know if it sucks, Bonnie.
I'm jealous.
I've not tried it. I'm not technically allowed to join social media without federal approval.
That's just what I've heard. I haven't tried it either.
I mean, I presume it's not that much different from social.freetalklive.com unless they've done significant code changes to the site. It's just another Mastodon site that they've put a, you know, they've named it Truth Social.
Well, we know they did make pretty substantial changes to the Truth Social.
Well, we know they stripped away the federation aspect, so you cannot follow Donald Trump's Truth Social account from outside of Truth Social, which is a stupid move on their part, because I would. Like, I would follow his account just because he's entertaining. Not because
I
agree with him, but because he's entertaining, but I can't. Whereas normally the benefit of Mastodon is you're federated. You're connected to other federated servers, and you can follow people on different servers, but nope, they turned that off. So yes, they definitely did make some changes, but I cannot tell you whether or not it's any good of a site. You could go check it out, Bonnie, and give us a review.
I'm just not really interested. Like, I'm not interested in Gab or any other right-wing dominant sites.
So, I'm on most of them. Gab in particular. I signed up for Parler. I think I'm on. I don't remember whether or not that was pre-raid, because, of course, I'm in the same boat as you now, where I need permission to use various social media servers, so I didn't ask for Gab or Parler, but I had accounts on these places. I think I had an account on Parler. I enjoy them, and I could see the appeal of them, especially with Donald Trump's, which has millions upon millions of users, clearly. Gab and Parler probably don't have that many.
It wouldn't surprise me if Gab did. It's a fairly popular site.
It is, but they're alt-right and Nazis, and, you know, they're too far-right to interact with me. I'm there because it was a funny way of trolling Nazis.
Gab is definitely a site where they've made significant changes to the Mastodon guts, and it looks like a pretty unique-looking site. So
I did not realize Gab was also a Mastodon instance.
Yeah, Gab wasn't in the beginning, but they switched to Mastodon, and that was the first time that, like, a right-leaning site had gone to Mastodon, and it made a big stir within the Mastodon community, because a lot of the programmers behind Mastodon are lefties. And so they got upset that somebody on the right was actually using their program. And
isn't it like open source?
It is.
Why even make it open source if you want to control who uses it?
Well, ultimately, they can't control who uses it, but they got mad about it. That's all.
And is that the point? Is to, like, have social media platforms where people who don't agree with you can express themselves freely, and if you want to, you can just disfederate from them?
That is the point, and I believe many places did that. I don't even know if Gab is federated at all. These are questions I don't have the answer to, but if you want to weigh in, you can join the show at 603-283-6160. I got a little bit more about this raid that happened against the guy running an Area 51 website. He had his homes raided by the FBI and apparently the Air Force simultaneously, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. I actually pulled up his own blog post about it from his website, which is dreamlandresort.com. It's one of those websites that looks like it hasn't had an update technically since like 2001.
Well, they did say he was old.
It's true. All right, there's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The alleged Colorado Springs gunman, Anderson Lee Aldrich, has been charged with 5 counts of murder and 5 counts of bias-motivated crime that caused bodily injuries following a mass shooting at an LGBT nightclub. The U.S. men's soccer team first World Cup match in years ended in a draw Monday. Tim Weah scored for the Americans in the first half, but Wales tied it up late in the second half thanks to a penalty kick. Before the game, President Biden wished the team well.
You guys, I know you're the underdog, but I'll tell you what, man, you got some of the best players in the world on your team, and you're representing this country, and I know you're going to play your hearts out, so let's go shock them all.
You keep trusting in one another, play as hard as you can. And, you know, for you and your families, your teammates, and the whole country's rooting for you.
USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Some people are betting Donald Trump is just playing this to get the most exposure possible. And I think this is an interesting theory. And I don't know who I need to give credit to, but somebody on the internet said this recently. They said, if Donald Trump is smart, and he seems to be pretty good at this stuff, that what he will do is he'll let the media run with the story that Twitter has unlocked his account. So that story's run now, right? Like, that was over the weekend. Twitter, there was a big vote. Elon Musk put it up to a vote, and there were over, I think, 15 million Twitter accounts that
voted.
And
it was like 51-49.
It was pretty close, yeah. 51 and change to 48, almost 49. And so Elon Musk went ahead and unbanned his account. And my theory is he would have done it anyway, just because. Why wouldn't he?
I tend to think so. I mean, yeah. There was never any real good reason for Donald Trump to be banned in the first place, as far as I could tell.
Yeah, Elon Musk isn't concerned with what the majority of people in a Twitter vote think.
Because we would have Alex Jones back.
That's another good point. So that is worth mentioning, Bonnie, that Elon Musk refused to reinstate Alex Jones's account after making a big deal about how he's in favor of free speech. And then he used the excuse that, well, Jones was mean to children. And so, therefore, and I'm paraphrasing what he said. Jones was mean to the children at the Sandy Hook, and so therefore he doesn't belong back because Elon Musk's child died in his arms. I guess his first kid died or something. And so Elon says, no people who use children for political gain or whatever. But yet he's still allowing Joe Biden and Donald Trump and all these other people, these other politicians that not only use children for political gain, but also bomb them to death in, you know, like the Middle East and such. And Kim.com actually made this point to Elon Musk, and Musk appears to follow Kim.com because he responds to his tweets. But I don't think that he's been persuaded on this. But the point was made, like, hey, dude, if you're not going to let Alex Jones back on the platform, at least be consistent and take all the politicians off the platform.
Yeah, he mentioned that Biden killed a family, including seven children, right, in the bomb strike in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I suspect that's, you know, a fraction of what Biden has.
Yeah, just, you know, a point you can clearly point to. Okay, well, he killed seven children, at least in this one instance. At least seven children.
Yeah.
That would be glorious if Elon Musk just, like, banned everyone who was a government official.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be better than him bringing Alex Jones back.
Yeah, I would be totally fine with that. I would be at least consistent. But the dude's just, you know, it's his platform, and he's ruling over it however he wants to, you know?
But that would make Twitter my number one social media platform for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. If you want my attention, Elon Musk, not that you care, ban all politicians.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. So,
but then how could he, like, go to politicians for extra money or whatever he does with his business?
So then the rest of the theory with Trump is so Trump's going to play this out to where he gets media when the media talks about his account coming back. Then he gets more media when the media talks about how Trump is saying he's not going to come back. Right, because that's happened too. He's already said he's not coming back. He said it again this weekend. He's got some media about that. And then finally, he will come back, and he'll get more media for when he actually does come back. So
it would make sense, because that's how, like YouTubers and your favorite artists and stuff, whenever they have, like, a new album coming out that they're going to announce, first they announce the announcement.
Yes.
Then they actually do the announcement on the day that they announce.
So you try to get as much attention for it as you can.
I don't know if that will work in Donald Trump's case in this particular scenario, though, because a lot of the media will just eviscerate him for saying, oh,
for breaking his promise.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, Trump said he would never return to Twitter.
But what does he care?
Yeah, it's just like all
true.
All publicity is good publicity.
If he really was smart, he would play this to where he uses Twitter as a platform to promote Truth Social. And so,
but he won't do that.
I'll give you an example. No, he won't. But I'll give you an example. If you go to my Twitter account, which is at FTL_Ian, you'll see every post of mine on Twitter starts with the full post on Mastodon, colon, and then a small short link.
Also, the ability to interact with you is available on Mastodon. Like, people can respond to your tweets and all of that stuff, and that's probably great.
I mean, I'll respond on Twitter, too, but
you might see
I'm
some
not exclusive.
Of them.
I'm not exclusive to Mastodon. There is still a large audience on Twitter and all that. But Trump can do the same thing, where he posts to Truth Social, doesn't even go on Twitter, and has it set up to where it automatically posts over on Twitter and has a link to his Mastodon account.
That would be really smart. He should just, if he wants to stay on Mastodon, that's just what he should do.
That's what he should totally do.
And then he can ignore.
It would funnel millions more people over to his Mastodon.
He can even have, like, comments are turned off. So
can you do that with Twitter?
Well, you can do it to where, like, only people that he tags or whatever.
Right, you can restrict the comments heavily. So the number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That all as an aside to just simply tell you about our Mastodon, which is social.freetalklive.com.
Ours is awesome.
Anyone can do this. You can go there, and you can create your own Mastodon, too, if you want to. But you do have to know how to run a server, and it's kind of tricky. So if you just believe in freedom of speech and you want to have more freedom to express yourself, head over to social.freetalklive.com. So we're back to the story here. We started the show with the Area 51 website operator. The site is dreamlandresort.com. And this gentleman,
Mr. Such a weird name. Is it only about the Area 51 or, like, about lots of things?
I haven't dug deep into it, Bonnie. That's a good question. But it's been around since at least 1999, because it's got a web counter on it that's been operating since 1999 in October.
And when you say web counter, you mean, like, every time someone goes there, it increments?
It increments.
That is so old. That is so old school.
I had one of those on my site in 1996.
Do they also have
whatever.
A guest book? Because that's the only thing I can think of that's as separate. Oh, my God.
They do.
Wait,
wow,
so it has
that
a count
is deprecated.
Of how many people have been on it before?
Yes. Yeah. There's a count for today, there's a count for this week, and there's a count since 1999.
Wow.
He's got three of them.
Dude, cool. The guest book. That is awesome.
It's still operating, too. There's a post from this week. More than one post.
I mean, we're no longer really in that stage of the internet where everyone has their own little website, their own little subdomain, their GeoCities or whatever, where people go and they sign their guest books. But I wouldn't mind seeing some return of the guest book. It was neat.
It's a cool thing. And there's nothing wrong with a web counter either. It's just one of those old things that you don't see very often.
It's just old, right?
Yeah. So this man is his name is Arnu. That's his last name.
Probably no trackers there either. No ads.
Jorg Arnu is his name. He said that his girlfriend, again, his home was raided, his door kicked in, smashed in by the federal government, ostensibly over photos that were posted to his website.
And there is a forum. I googled a little bit about this.
Yep, he's got a forum,
the break.
Too.
And so it could have been that somebody else posted these.
That's another good point. He explained earlier this week that his girlfriend was, quote, led out into the street barefoot and only in her underwear in full view of the neighbors, unquote, during the raid, and that he was led outside, quote, handcuffed and only in a T-shirt and sweats in sub-freezing temperatures. Sound familiar, Bonnie?
Yeah, except you aren't a cuck, so you didn't let them make me go outside naked.
You were able to get a robe.
Not calling that guy a cuck. That's kind of mean. I wasn't even thinking. Like, it was just like, oh, I have to do what they're saying. And so the fact that this guy didn't think he could say, hey, Noah, if she's not going outside naked, is, like, not his fault.
You do have to... I'm sorry. I thought I was going to call you. You do have to stand your ground with these thugs to a reasonable extent, right? If you stand your ground too much, they will shoot you.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are certain lines you can draw.
You can negotiate something a little bit.
Like when they wanted me to strip down and throw off my blanket, the only thing I was wearing at the time, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I knew they weren't going to shoot me for that. On the other hand, this whole, no, I'm not coming down the stairs or putting my hands in the air thing.
That'd
be
bad.
They're going to shoot you for that one.
The federal government, he says, has the right to harass and traumatize random citizens that are not accused of any crime, kick in their doors, manhandle them, and take whatever they want from them. Said citizens have no rights whatsoever to reimbursement of their damages, return of their property, or compensation for the trauma that they were subjected to.
I think you can get your property back. But it involves a lawsuit, and it's going to take years upon years.
Yep, it sure will. The number, if you want to join the show, it's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. At least this guy got some Fox News coverage. I mean, mainstream media outside of New Hampshire stuff was pretty silent about what happened to the Crypto 6 raid, and we've even got video. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show and bring up anything you want. We're talking about a man who had his homes raided by the FBI and apparently the Air Force. In Nevada, 2 homes. He was in one of them, of course, at the time. He and his girlfriend in his Vegas home. He says, we're detained and treated in the most disrespectful way. I'm reading now from directly from his website, dreamlandresort.com. Which, again, is all about Area 51. You know, he's one of these Area 51 geeks. He's got probably pictures and, you know, blogs and things like that. He's got a radio scanner, it looks like, maps.
Why is it all called, why is it called Dreamland 50, or wait, Dreamland what?
DreamlandResort.com.
That's so weird.
It probably says something on the website about why. I don't know why, but I would suspect it has something to do with the mystery around Area 51.
Could be. And maybe related to the old Art Bell show. I think Art Bell, the radio talk show host that did Coast to Coast AM, I remember hearing something about Dreamland with him that might have been. And maybe that's just a name for this area. I don't know. We're speculating here. If you know and you want to weigh in, the number is 603-283-6160.
Now, was this a conspiracy website, or was this just a, hey, here's some neat facts about Area 51 sort of thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. There's a frequently asked questions. There's visitor information. It's a big website. Like, there's a lot of
visitor,
content,
like,
here.
Visiting the website or visiting Area 51?
Presumably, if you want to visit the area around Area 51, obviously you cannot get into Area 51. They will. The old story is if you get too close, Air Force agents.
They can just shoot you.
Well, maybe, but Air Force armed men will come out and stop your advance.
That's why you have to Naruto run faster than the bullet.
That's a reference to the group of people that was going to go out there during COVID, wasn't it?
I think it was during COVID, yeah.
I think so. It was like a distant memory. But
yeah, Mark was going to go and everything.
Was he?
Yeah, he was talking about it, and then he didn't.
No, most of the people who were talking about it didn't obviously, yeah. Because it's a stupid idea. I mean, the plan, for those who don't remember, was that a bunch of nerds had this idea that they were going to storm Area 51 because, more or less, the hypothesis was that the government could not shoot them all.
But, like, why would you... Once you got there, they're going to grab you and shoot you. Like, they could grab and shoot you all. I think.
No, that was the theory behind it, is that if they came with thousands upon thousands of people, it would be too many for the government to shoot.
But would it really? Like, with machine guns, they couldn't just sit there shooting them all? And even if you did get on, you're just on their base now. They can at least grab you.
Oh, I tend to think you're right, and they underestimated the Air Force's capabilities. I think if the airport wanted to, they could absolutely have mowed them down.
Well, number one, they announced it in advance, so clearly the military would be able to prepare for something like that.
Yeah.
Number two, though, if you were to not announce it in advance, then how many troops are normally on this particular base? Probably not, you know, hundreds of thousands of them, right? It's probably a thousand or something like that. Who knows? It's a secret base. We have no idea.
And then, would they want the optics of them killing thousands of people?
No, they probably wouldn't. And there's a good chance that even if you rushed into Area 51, you still wouldn't get into any super secret areas.
You absolutely wouldn't, because you'd run into a need for key cards and PIN numbers.
Underground labs or whatever, right? Who knows?
Yeah, you can't just rush someone and take their badge and then swipe it and get into a super secure facility like Area 51. It's going to also require you to enter some sort of PIN number.
I'm not sure how big Area 51 is, but Dugway Proving Ground is as big as Rhode Island, and it's supposed to be Area 52, they say.
This is where you lived.
Yeah. They say that they moved it there. Like, there is no place that you can stand and see onto the base that is, the highest classification, because it's so big. Like, you can have telescopes or whatever. Not telescopes.
Didn't you say that there were different areas of security as you get deeper into the base?
Yeah, it's like English Village is E. The next one is named something that starts with a D. The next one is named something, like, if you have...
You have to have that clearance.
Yeah, if you had
clearance.
E only on your badge, you could only go in English Village, which is, like, where I went to high school. If you had C, you could go two levels deeper.
Got it.
So the high school itself was within the secure location?
It was more secure than a regular military base. Like, you have to have a Dugway badge to get on that base.
I mean, you had to have security clearance in order to even go to high school.
I had to have Dugway clearance. Like, anyone with a military badge can get on most military bases, but if you have a regular military badge, you can't get on Dugway. Like, they gave people who were, dependents. Like, my dad worked on a clinic on Dugway Proving Ground, and so he only really had access to English Village, so we got it because of him. But as soon as I was a grown-up, graduated high school, I wasn't allowed to stay there unless I had a full-time job.
So, let's see. What else do you need to know about this? Dude had his stuff stolen. That's confirmed from his blog post here, according to...
It's not surprising. If there's anything the government's good at other than killing people, it's stealing from people.
Yep, they took all his phones, laptops, backup drives, camera gear, and his drone, all seized, and therefore he lost all his medical records, financial and tax records, passwords, email and phone contacts, photos, etc. So here's what you can take away from this. Besides the knowledge that this could happen to you at any time, for any excuse, any reason, he doesn't really get into... He doesn't claim anything about what the warrant might have said if he was even presented with it. All he says is that they were told that it had something to do with images posted to his website. But the thing you can take away from this is, if you don't yet have some sort of system for an off-site backup for things like that are important to you, whether they be just your passwords or whether they are your photos or whatever data information for your business, you know, whatever we're talking about, things that are critical, mission critical information, if you haven't yet hired some company, I'm not going to make any recommendations. I don't know which ones are the best. I don't know which ones are the most secure, but just having something off of your premises is a huge help in a situation like this. As long as you have the password to get back into that off-site backup, you can restore all your files onto your new laptop or your new desktop computer that you had to buy because they stole your stuff.
I'm not recommending them because it's been years since I used them, but when I did IT, I used a company called Mozy Pro to do these sorts of things to help prevent people from dealing with ransomware and things like that. You just click a button, it automatically restores their files, so if they were encrypted by ransomware, it undid all of that, basically, and it would keep up
save you thousands of dollars right there.
And it would keep, you know, up to 10 different backups, so they would have to have the ransomware encrypting their files over a period of, you know, 30 days, and you'd catch it by then. Yeah. Anyway, it was really awesome. I don't know what it would be like for an individual to have to use it, but you could set it up to back up, you know, every single day or every single hour or just whenever there were changes made. And it was a fantastic utility. And people should do this.
And how much did it cost?
I think Well, this was a business thing, so it wasn't. I don't remember the exact specifics, but it was.
You can get this stuff
for
like 10, 20, 30 bucks a month.
Yeah, I mean, and I would highly recommend it because ransomware hits individuals, and you can lose all of your years of family photos, everything.
That may be more likely than an FBI raid. Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know.
And
what's more likely, an FBI raid or ransomware at this point? They seem to be happening more often.
And a lot of people just want to back up onto a flash drive and things like that, and that will help to
They'll
an extent.
That.
But
They'll
the FBI
that.
Will take that.
Yeah.
And it won't help you with ransomware, usually because most people don't actually disconnect the flash drive, so they leave it plugged in, so it gets encrypted,
get
too.
Well, if you label it karaoke, they won't take it.
You're referring to what happened here.
Yeah.
Well, they probably took a look at it and said, okay, well, this is literally just karaoke.
Maybe they did. I don't know. I don't know. But you can't, you know, don't leave this to chance, okay? So take away from this lesson that just take the time, do a little bit of research, find one of these automated tools that's got good reviews. You just download their app, and then you select, you tell it you want to back up the whole drive, or maybe you just want to get certain files or certain folders. You spend maybe an hour of your time on this, and it will be a huge help in the event.
Set it and forget it.
Yeah, in the event. Well, don't forget it. Maybe check in on it every few months just to make sure. Like, there's a service we have that we'll get an email if something disconnects, right? They'll say, hey, something happened. You haven't backed up in 3 days. Check it out. I'm like, oh, crap. The thing's not running for some reason. But for the most part, these things are pretty reliable.
I absolutely cannot recommend backup systems more highly because of the threat that ransomware poses. FBI aside, ransomware is hitting people every single day, and the price of this can be a tenth of a Bitcoin or a whole Bitcoin, and people don't have $1,500 or $15,000 or $50,000 or whatever just to get their family photos, so they're just heartbroken, and it's something they can never recover from. So you can eliminate all of those risks by just setting up a simple backup solution.
He points out there, he did get the search warrant. He says there are 40 pages missing from the search warrant I received, and the case records are sealed, so I cannot look up the reason for the search, and I don't want to speculate. And again, he talks about how the FBI won't return his calls. He said to his lawyer, told him, quote, by the time you get your laptops back, they will be obsolete if you get them back. He has suggested he will take legal action in order to recover his property. He has a GoFundMe set up. You can find the link to that on his website, dreamlandresort.com. It's right there on the front page. And this stuff just keeps on happening to people. And it's just, it's sick. I mean, this guy's not accused of any kind of crime at all. He was not arrested during this. They simply detained him during the search. And then, by the way, they left him with no way to call for any help with two broken doors. So, I don't know, I guess they had to go walk somewhere. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.